Our journey with Genesis continues this week when we see God telling man to name the animals. Right from the beginning of the Bible, we see how important animals are to God. He blesses them, forms a covenant with them, enjoys them, and calls them good. Yet from the beginning of creation, there is also a special relationship between mankind and animals. We see that special relationship between humans and animals start as man's first task is to name the animals. Naming is an act of relationship that reflects God's intent for humans to share a close bond with his other creatures, and also to show him that he is responsible for the animals and for all the animals, not just the ones that we love. At first, we have treated animals as only a resource, a thing to be eaten or to be used. However, over time, we've developed a yearning for companionship during those hunting dark nights. And some animals became pets, companions, protectors. We all learn so much from our pets as they teach us unconditional love and compassion. We grow to love them, nurture them, and they in turn enrich our lives and contribute to our well-being. Sorry. Years ago, I was sitting here in an all-age service here at St Mary's with my three young children. And we had just got to the prayers, so it was very quiet. When Michael, who was four at the time, said in what I thought was a very loud voice, "Mum, did you know that God was dog backwards?" I didn't actually, because I've never looked at it, but that's a side issue. I wasn't sure if I should be delighted that he could spell or ask him to whisper. He then said, "We love them both." A reminder that to me that as we love and care for animals, we are also showing our love to God. As we seek to fulfil the special relationship that God intended for us to have with animals, we must reflect on our responsibilities we have towards the animals put in our care. In Genesis 1:28, we read, "Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground.'" We have received a special commission to take care of creation. In the Psalms, Psalm 8, we read, "You gave them charge of everything, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents." We may think we own animals, in particular our pets, but the Bible teaches us that they are not actually ours. We are only stewards of what God has given us. Jesus stresses that God loves even the lowest of creatures. In Matthew we read, "What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin. But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it." As Christians, we have an obligation to care for the animal kingdom and also the environment. Nature reflects God's glory, God's power and wisdom and love and creativity. And this is why we are drawn into spending time in nature. We marvel and stand in awe of the beauty of creation as we remember the earth is our home, our household, and we depend on it for resources. We are blessed with its abundance and fruitfulness. We are all people of faith, and like Adam have a role in the world. And as such, we need to be faithfully caring for the world and all that live in it. Often when things get messy, frustrating, and we get disheartened with what is happening to our world, our animals, to those who live in it, we feel that there is nothing that we can do that will help. As faithful followers of Christ, we cannot just simply withdraw from it and passively exist in it. We all have to take an active part in the world. Silence and apathy are not options. We are all challenged to ensure that everything is treated with care and is nurtured. Our history will remember what we leave behind, but also what we have lost. The Reverend Nikki Gumbel of the Alpha Course and Holy Trinity in London said, "Climate change is, without a doubt, the biggest environmental challenge facing our world. And as a church, we are called to act. Why? Because of love. God loves us, and God expects a response of love, firstly for God, but also for our neighbour, and particularly the poor, who are the ones most hit by the damage to the environment. Christians should be at the forefront of the environmental movement, because in our care for God's creation, we reflect God's love. Caring for our planet is an important way that we can obey Jesus' command to love our neighbour as yourself. Such love involves us seeking justice and caring for others, including advocating for the poor and the most vulnerable members of the global community. Thinking about our neighbours in the Pacific Islands who could lose homes due to climate change. Around the world, we are seeing more extreme flooding, wildfires, extreme heat, the oceans heating up, extreme droughts, food shortages, and pollution. And recently, I heard it said that this is now the new normal, and these occurrences are likely to increase by 30% in the next 30 years. Our children, our future generations, the global poor, the most vulnerable, and the animals face the worst consequences of climate change, yet bear the least responsibility. Unfortunately, over the centuries, as the population has increased, corporations have raced to produce more housing, food, faster cars, cheaper clothes, etc. All things that make our life easier, but we now find that they have had a huge impact on our environment. Loving our neighbour includes loving our future generations. It is not love when we treat our animals cruelly, hunt or kill some to extinction, leaving polluted waters, depleted resources, and plastic wastes in our oceans and around the planets. Deforestation threatens wildlife habitats, contributes to soil erosion, and to the rise in greenhouse gases. Millions of tons of rubbish and plastic get dumped into the ocean each year and are poisoning the natural food supplies and formations. People's consumption is out of harmony and rhythm with the Earth's capacity to heal itself. The choices people make have a huge impact on other people and on our planet. In our own small way, we can care for everything that God has entrusted to us. We can help by planting more trees, ensuring that our waterways are clean, thinking about our plastic waste, turning off lights and appliances when we don't need them, using LED or low energy lights, taking our old household batteries to the library and place and put them in the battery recycle bin, thinking, do we really need to use the car, or could we walk or use public transport? Getting predator-free traps to catch mice and rats that attack our native birds and environment. And speaking to my 16-year-old granddaughter, Kirsten, yesterday, she tells me that giving up meat just one day a week will have a huge impact. As a church, we are able to recycle rubbish in the correct recycling bins. The grandchildren and I made wax wraps, which I found very useful. Not only was it a fun activity, but a small step as I reduced the use of Glad Wrap. Small steps, but everything helps as we think of recycling and reusing to reduce our waste. We are also able to join with others in Working Bees around Karori, the next one being on Sunday the 7th of August at 2 o'clock at Monaghan Reserve, planting and weeding. Finally, from The Lorax by Dr. Zeus, which is a book that my children and grandchildren really enjoy. It's a book about the dangers of destroying our forest and the need to respect nature and our natural resources and to fight for them, not destroy them, because once they are gone, that might be it. There might not be any more seeds left to reproduce again. So Lorax said, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. Words for us all to ponder as we show our love and care to God, to all our animals, to all nature, and to our neighbours, and to the generations to come. Amen.